Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. All that glitters is not gold. Translated. News. Rulers of Muslim countries race each other to congratulate Trump. A group of young Muslims and their supporters confront Jewish football fans in Amsterdam. Comment. The humiliated Asian regimes insisted on confirming with certainty that they are regimes that do not belong to the Ummah, whilst the Ummah does not belong to them. In a blatant challenge to the feelings of Muslims, they rushed to congratulate the American President Trump after the announcement of his victory in the elections. They rushed to offer him their obligations of obedience and loyalty, forgetting the killing of the sons of Muslims in Gaza, Lebanon, and elsewhere, in an open war led by America, using its assets whilst forgetting the statements of this imbecile in his open and unlimited support for the Jews. Is it possible to accept that grapes arise from thorns? On the other hand, a group of young Muslims and those in solidarity with them confronted a handful of Jewish thugs who came to support their club playing in Amsterdam. This was after they carried out provocations and chanted slogans against their brothers in Palestine. It is in an event that confirms the unity of Muslims' feelings and their aspiration to be freed from the Ruwaybida lowly regimes. It confirms that what prevents the Muslims from supporting their brothers are the despicable rulers who have taken control of their necks with open support from a spiteful West that disbelieves in Islam and its people.
There are two distinct scenes.
The first scene reflects the impotence and insolence of the lowly Ruwaybida rulers of the Muslims. It reflects their defiance of the feelings of Muslims,
including their anger and pain at what they see of the crimes of America and the Jews,
in their brutal war on Palestine and elsewhere. It reflects the treacherous support of the rulers for the enemies and their separation from the Islamic Ummah. As for the second scene, it reflects the unity of the feelings of Muslims and the unity of their iman. It reflects that Muslims do not believe in the imaginary borders that separate them, for they are one ummah in the east and west of the earth. The Muslims are unified on a principle that there is no God but Allah, and that there is none that is worshipped or obeyed but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their pain is one, and their joy is one. They are prepared to sacrifice their lives and money in support of their brothers. O Ummah of Islam, the best Ummah brought forth for humankind, behold glad tidings of relief and victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow what you have done with a step that will bring greater reward, inshallah. Focus your speech and your call on your sons in the armies. Demand they cut their ties with the regimes of lowliness and treason. Call your sons to tie themselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to march with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to liberate Palestine and the occupied lands. O Ummah of Islam, know that your rulers have allied themselves with your enemies.
Instead of directing your armies towards Palestine to rescue our brothers and sisters from being slaughtered and martyred,
they have subjected your armies to the command of your enemy. While the Jews, with the weapons of America and Europe, are slaughtering our brothers, children, and women, the lowly rulers make our soldiers and officers available to protect the Jews and Western interests. So what will the Jews fear, whilst the armies of Muslims are under the command of these humiliated traitors? O armies of Muslims, how do you kill your brothers and cooperate with their killers? How do you keep silent about those who provide you for the service of the enemies of your deen and the ummah? Today, you have two choices. Either you choose silence, inaction, complicity, consequent destruction, humiliation in this world, shame and regret on the day of resurrection, or you choose action by seizing the hands of these corrupt, illegitimate, and preventing them by giving nusra, material support, to Hizb al-Tahrir to establish the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. You then choose uprooting the Jews and their entity from Palestine, defeating the Kafir West and its stooges, spreading justice and tranquility to all parts of the earth, which is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ.
Allah will certainly help those who stand up for Him. Allah is truly all-powerful, Almighty. Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 40. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Dr. Abdul Ilah Muhammad, Wilaya Jordan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.